So if you know this person, it's really tempting to say this is a whiny, angry little brat.
You feel like any little piece of information that gets out on you will be used by the worst people on the internet to destroy your life. And it's so isolating.
And terrifying.
It's horrifying.
Yeah, she's a woman named Taylor Lorenz, who is now a so-called tech reporter for the Washington Post. She spent her weekend tracking down family members of a woman who runs a Twitter account called Libs of TikTok, doxing her and going after her family. So it'd be real tempting to say that she is a spoiled, angry brat. She's also a 50-year-old woman who wags around her education. So what are we actually seeing in all of this? This leftism, because this is the leftist part of the party. You're seeing a very cold, very dead heart that is, in fact, a religion that worships victimhood and revenge and mean girls and weak boys and daddy figure and abusive stepmother government bosses. That's what we're seeing.
The Todd Herman Show is 100% disapproved by big pharma, technocrats, and tyrants everywhere. Now, from the high mountains of free America, here's the Emerald City Exile, Todd Herman.
Today is the day the Lord has made, and these are the times through which God has decided we shall live. And if you don't know the Taylor Lorenz story, that's really not the important thing. That's not the important story. It is really, it's the title of the story. It's the synopsis of the story of the left. And there's a left portion of the party and a right portion of the party, and then there's the party. And today we're talking about, or in this episode, we're talking about the leftist portion of the party that is creating these angry little sex bot, racist people who have contests for victimhood and victimhood is virtue. And these are all known events and a known syndrome. But the degree to which we have a political party, one part of the party, the leftist part of the party, run by really confused, really angry 13-year-old, or run by the emotions of confused and angry 13-year-old girls, is remarkable. And that is what you want to call it, cancel culture. That's a symptom. You want to call it wokeism, symptom. The disease, of course, goes to the very belief that one can spend one's way out of debt and all of that which Rush used to discuss, God rest him. But it's far, far, far deeper than that. It is the absence of God. It is the absence of anything greater than self. It is the absence of any virtue being more virtuous than victimhood. And they're taught this stuff. There's this thing called the sacred victim, which is required every time you have a pushed within a cultural revolution. They build it around sacred victims. Young people watch this. They see that victimhood is fame and it's respectability. It's safety. It's to be lauded. And so people chase this. Interesting juxtaposition, and then I remind everybody about our friends at Allen's Artisan Soaps. You talk about people who could claim victimhood. Allen doesn't, won't, and he is impacted deeply by autism and some other physical health concerns. So he is the chief soap officer of a soap company at the age of 11 and makes serious contributions to that. By the way, I'm going to tell you something they've done for this audience that you can't get anywhere else. So here's the story, and then it digs into layers. This is one of those episodes that digs into layers. We have the Taylor Lorenz going around doxing people. We'll talk about that. In this, then, I had the greatest piece, or found the greatest piece, describing the disease of all this from American greatness. that if you don't know about Tumblr culture and what that does to young people's minds, and it's not just Tumblr culture, it's not just online, it now is extended into the real world. So when I'm saying that the leftist portion of the party is run by the confused and angry emotions of a 13-year-old girl seeking safety and popularity and notoriety and anonymity and all of those aspects of a confused, angry 13-year-old girl's life, this piece will help explain that, but it gets further and further down into the sickness. If you are in college in Utah or your kids are in Utah, you might want to make sure that your kids aren't taking a class where they sit with a professor and watch hardcore porn together. Because it's important that college kids sit in a room with one another and a professor and watch hardcore porn. That's happening. Is that connected? Of course it is. We're talking about a political party ruled by the emotions of angry, confused 13-year-old girls. Well, there's 13-year-old boys who are angry and confused. And they jump into the same dynamic that's being presented by Taylor Lorenz, who's simply the title of the story. So you know about, and we've talked a little bit about libs of TikTok. If you're on Twitter, you know who they are. It's a huge account. And what is so notable about all this is the account does one thing. And one thing only. They expose what people say on TikTok who are posting in public in public places. TikTok is a public platform. These people post these things in order to be heard and seen in a public platform because they're very proud of their human achievements. They have lots of pride. And of course, God abhors human pride of any kind. They go there to say these things to be seen and to celebrate themselves. We source a lot of things from libs of TikTok.
Hi, I'm a queer teacher, and I 1,000% do not support this bill. And yes, I do know what's in it. The bill in itself is just another way to stigmatize the LGBTQ+ community. Kids as young as 3 and 4 are actually aware of their gender identity.
When Taylor Lorenz decided to go after the lady who runs libs of TikTok, she was sending emails and direct messages on Twitter telling people you are connected to an anti-LGBTQSPBIQZ site. So we want to talk about your connection to this. And the message is very, very clear. We're going to out you as a homophobe and a so-called transphobe and a phobe because you are simply retweeting what people wanted to show. Now, this is the tip of the story. That Taylor Lorenz with the Washington Post was freed up to do this story with the sole purpose of revealing the woman who runs libs of TikTok so people could go attack her. A great listener to the show has been with the show a long time. He's coming to our event. I can't wait to meet him. He's coming to our event in Bothell. Which is May 28th, 6:30 p.m. Get tickets at thetoddhermanshow.com/events. He writes, they're willing to lie through their teeth to cover for Taylor Lorenz now, but maybe not for long. The whole point of Taylor's piece was to expose the woman who runs libs of TikTok, publisher information, so they could destroy her. And yes, they deleted it later. Yes, a woman who spent her week tracking down the family of people, family members of a woman who runs a Twitter account. This is journalism. Do you know your cousin runs a hate site? This is what the Washington Post wrote and then, according to Jackson, took down. Taylor Lorenz is an accomplished and diligent journalist whose reporting methods comport entirely with the Washington Post professional standards. Chaya Raichik and her management of Libs of TikTok account and in media interviews has a significant impact on public discourse, and her identity has become public knowledge in social media. We do not publish or link into any details about her personal life. You don't? How about her name? became known on social media. No, it didn't become known. People dug it up. And what she's earned scorn by amplifying things people wanted to be seen. Now, this gets to this shell in which these people live. See, TikTok is a shell, and this blogging site, Tumblr, is a shell. And inside these shells, they've constructed the single most fragile human beings who ever existed, because it is lie on top of lie on top of lie in order to exist in this perverse ecosystem of TikTok and Tumblr. And I know. Okay, so stay off of Tumblr, stay off of TikTok. That's the solution. Indeed, it is for us. But we cannot take ourselves out of a world that is run by people with these same mindsets as develop in TikTok and Tumblr. And so we'll dig into that, because this piece, again, from American Greatness is so spot on in terms of creating a fragile society that worships victimhood, that has contests for victimhood, and has rules on how you stay out of being victimized. See, that dynamic is being taken into the public schools. Critical race theory in schools is a struggle session. It's pressuring kids to adopt anything other than a white heterosexual persona. Anything. You have to be anything but white and straight, or we are going to bully and dox and follow and crash and harm and threaten and mock you for your entire life unless you adopt another persona. And then once you adopt that persona, now you have to take action on that persona. And this has to do with the young woman who was on with Tucker Carlson talking about getting herself off of the wrong sex hormones, testosterone. She came to this through Tumblr, and it's a TikTok-like environment where she was pressured to adopt a so-called trans persona. Trans is a meaningless word. It's utter gibberish. But she was pressured to do that because of this environment. So taking this back to Taylor Lorenz, the title of the story, this is perfect to describe this dynamic. Taylor Lorenz went on MSNBC to talk about how utterly horrifying it is where she, a professional journalist, doing professional journalist stuff like doxing or tracking down the family members of a woman who runs a Twitter account who does nothing more than amplify the voices of people who want their voices amplified. The same so-called trans people and the same people with same-sex attraction who say we're being silenced. In fact, Friday is the day of silence. Don't send your kids to school. Do not let them around this stuff. Friday is a day of silence that the Pride people have put out, the Pride month, Pride year, Pride decade people have put out, where kids go to school and refuse to talk because people who are same-sex attracted and men who pretend they're women, they're silenced in society. They're muzzled. Yeah, but if you supposedly unmuzzle them and amplify their voices, the Washington Post will threaten you and your family. So Taylor Lorenz went on MSNBC and said, I'm a professional journalist doing professional journalism stuff and exposing people who run Twitter accounts. And because of that, I have PTSD.
I've had to remove every single social tie. I had severe PTSD from this. I contemplated suicide. It got really bad. You feel like any little piece of information that gets out on you will be used by the worst people on the internet to destroy your life. And it's so isolating.
And terrifying.
It's horrifying. I'm so sorry.
You're fine. It's overwhelming.
It's really hard.
That's a 50-year-old woman. That's a grown woman who spent her week going after cousins and sisters and brothers and of a person with a Twitter account. But see, her feelings are more real. See, she is more hurt Because she's protecting the hurtesty hurts of all the hurt hurts who are ever hurt by hurting people. That's this dynamic in Tumblr. This is the dynamic, the struggle session in schools. This is how it's designed. She is every bit the bully. Well, in fact, she is a greater bully than the lady who runs Libs of TikTok, who isn't the least bit a bully. You'll hear from her in a second. The lady who runs Libs of TikTok, one-on-one with Tucker Carlson, you'll hear that. She literally doesn't bully. She amplifies their voices. She gives, she probably gets them more views than happened originally on TikTok, but by the wrong people. Taylor Lorenz is a result of a society that says the people among us who are the most frail and have the greatest degree of psychoses must run society. They must be in charge. The more confused, the more psychotic, the greater degree of power they should have. The entire world must shift to make their, for instance, delusions real. The entire world has to shift to pretend men are women. Otherwise, their feelings will get hurt. Men must be allowed to go into women's prison, rape them, impregnate them. Otherwise, those men's feelings might be hurt. Black people in Seattle must be allowed to commit crimes and not go to jail. Otherwise, their feelings will be hurt. White people have to go to jail. Otherwise, black people's feelings will get hurt. So it's not even just psychoses. It's not even just mental illness. If you are of the right race and you can be described as a victim group, you must be allowed to commit all the crimes. Otherwise, your feelings will get hurt. And we can't have your feelings getting hurt. This is the culture that gave birth to this Taylor Lorenz. And Taylor Lorenz is the famous one because she happens to be camerogenic. She happens to look good on camera. That's it. And maybe she works hard to look good on camera. I don't know. But in your kindergarten class, this message gets through. Your kids see this. So the young woman who was on Tucker Carlson, she went through this. She went through the Tumblr world where she was just looking for a home, a digital home where she could be welcomed and feel free to be weird with other people. This is a big value for kids to be weird, by the way. Weird is a great defense mechanism. And she went in and adopted a trans persona, so-called trans persona, and then was pressured to pursue making it real. And now you have kids who are going through this in college and in careers, and we're going to go back and make you pay for this result. You are going to have to pay for the result of the sickest, most psychotic, most confused, most criminal among us, as long as there were certain groups that society has to shift to make their world real, to make their crimes non-crimes, to make their debt non-debt. The flipping of society, the cultural revolution, is not just about race. It's about mental status. The Lord Jesus cast out demons. He healed the ill. He healed people who were either, may have been, certainly it was demons because he said so, may have been mental illness as well that he healed. He didn't come and say, hey, pretend the people with demons are okay. So I want you to hear the lady from Libs of TikTok who went on Tucker's program. Then I don't normally read pieces, but I want to read parts of this piece from American Greatness. And we'll get into the porn. And how does that play into this? Well, in the separate country of Washington State and California, Parents are being told it's good for their kids, if their kids are black or brown, to watch hardcore porn. It's, well, because victim. Because victimhood. Because the great totem pole of victimhood. Because it's the right kind of bullying. Taylor's the right bully. The lips of TikTok lady, she's the wrong bully. Yeah, I know. It gets confusing. And it really gets confusing when you start talking about finances. Next hour, we're going to talk about the created shortages, the manufactured shortages and chaos being manufactured on the supply chain. How can we say manufactured? Because we started talking about it 2.5 years ago. Because we started saying, we all see how this is going to play out, right? We're going to talk about that next hour. On the topic of your personal finances, and particularly on retirement, my friend Zach Abraham, who joins us Fridays on the show, is doing a free live webinar. This is coming up. It's getting quick. It's Thursday, April 28th. Getting close. Thursday, April 28th at 3 p.m. PST. And there are a capped number of slots in this, so you need to get your reservation right away. Just go grab your spot. You go to knowyourriskradio.com. Zach is going to talk about, when do you have enough money to retire? Should you take Social Security? If not now, when? Do you need estate planning or long-term care? And he will explain in pretty vivid detail why he at Bulwark Capital Management thinks and their portfolios are created to respond to his way of investing and stewarding money, that the 60-40 stock bond mix thing is over, given today's inflationary environment. So he'll talk about that. They'll talk about their bond replacement strategy, and he's going to answer these questions. So you can get into this. There are not unlimited slots. It is Thursday, April 28th at 3 p.m. It's a free live webinar. Just attend it from wherever you're at. Just go to knowyourriskradio.com. That's K-N-O-W, knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client services agreement. Bulwark Capital Management is an investment advisor representative of Trek Financial LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. This is from American Greatness, and it really speaks to not just, you're good. It's tempting to hear this and think we're talking just about a website called Tumblr, but we're not. Tumblr is simply microcosmic and a microcosmic treatment of what is being done to our children now, not just in college anymore, but all through school. It's being done in jobs. Disney is promoting this at the workplace. And this is a piece written by Bill Hurrell, who describes Tumblr and the trans mafia, he calls it, within Tumblr. And that's a great way to describe it. And in his discussion, he digs into the role of Tumblr in advancing wokeness. And the way this has worked within Tumblr is a place that is almost completely dominated by white teen girls, and 4chan is very dominated by white teen boys. And he quotes the writing here of Helena Kirshner. We played this week. Helena's the young woman, 23, who went on Tucker's program to talk about her trip down the so-called trans rabbit hole, the madness. She got shot up with testosterone. In fact, my wife was telling me that when she decided to get shot up with testosterone, she went to a doctor and she was expecting a gatekeeper. Kids have to have limits. They have to have guardrails. She was probably subconsciously thinking, oh, they're not going to let me do this. Oh, I don't really want to do this. I can go back to my community and say, the stinking white doctors won't give it to me because they hate trans people. No, but a doctor said, sure, we'll shoot you up. And she described being surprised. What? You're going to what? And then she got shot up and she said, I want the highest dose you can give that you're allowed to give. And she, again, I think was thinking the doctor would go, hey, honey, let's slow down. This is new for you. Let's see how this feels. But apparently the doctor said, sweet, here you go. Let's shove this into you. Microcosmic trans, so-called, is not the problem. It is a symptom of the problem. It is a symptom of in a massive cultural revolution of taking the most confused, the sickest, and the most criminal and saying we must shift the world so they don't have to change. The world has to change around them. which involves redefining bullying. Taylor Lorenz is not a bully. All she does is track people down and threaten their families. Libs of TikTok is a bully. She's showing people what people want to be seen saying. So this is this woman, Helena Kirshner, writing. Tumblr, though, wasn't only a place to post art and make friends. Being such a secluded platform with a fairly homogeneous user base, not only demographically, mostly teenage girls, many of whom are white, middle class to upper class, but especially in terms of personality type, it developed its own culture, distinct from the youth culture of the general population. Because many of its users were like me, using Tumblr as an all-day alternative reality escape from the real world, this culture would should be understood in the most literal sense of the word. One should think of Tumblr, especially in from 2009 to 2016, as a secluded island nation whose people rarely interact with the outside world and thus have a language, customs, hierarchy, and history that is entirely unique and at first incomprehensible to people from other nations visiting the island. There's something about it that almost selects a particular type of person, and I've so many times from normal people. Pardon me, I've heard so many times from normal people, for lack of a better word, that they tried Tumblr but couldn't figure it out. So departing from her writing for a second here with an observation. When was the first time you were called cisgender? I remember my daughter once said, well, you know, Dad, you and I are cisgender. I said, honey, no. That is not a word we use. It is a fake word. It means nothing. People are one gender. They're born with a biological sex. Cisgender is an attack. It's a slur. It's a crazy making word. Or trans women are women. Or MILFs. Or LOLs. Or, I mean, all. She's exactly right that it has these code words. But, of course, that's part and parcel of a cult. Look into your school classrooms. Oh, let's have the BIPOC children stand over here. Just BIPOCs. Your kindergartner is going to know what a BIPOC is, and they know they can join the BIPOCs. Just through identification, they can join the special group. See, this is the 13-year-old girl thing. You too can be protected from bullying. You just have to become a non-bully by bullying. So back to her piece here, writing about Tumblr. A major aspect of Tumblr culture has always been social justice ideology. Things that are now being played out and witnessed by the general public on platforms like Twitter and TikTok, like dissociative identity disorder. Do you remember that? Do you remember when I played for you the clip of the young woman who feels that she suffers from dissociative identity disorder? Do you remember that? Okay, I'll try to find this piece because it is so, so insane. It is so sick. What is done to this young woman? She was the one who was heading off to go have to go get surgery and hormones, and she was doing that even though she believes that she has multiple people living in her. This is what Taylor Lorenz is talking about. This is born of the Tumblr culture. This is being brought into the classrooms. These are the people who have to run society, according to Taylor Lorenz. These are the people who have to be in charge. So you'll remember this. This is so utterly sad. This is like a 16-year-old girl.
So I'm a member of a DID system. And for me right now, that means that in the coming months, I am going to be able to watch some of my best friends and some of my closest companions get the body of their dreams that matches their gender, that makes them feel happy. And in exchange, I'm going to have to give up my own. I'm cisgender. The majority of my headmates aren't. And we've decided to transition, which means that as happy as I am for the men in my system, I am about to have to watch myself go through the wrong puberty. and it's going to be permanent. I don't think we talk enough about how DID gets rid of a person's bodily autonomy. You know, I hear people say all the time, the one thing you have control over is your own body and your own reactions. And I don't have that. This isn't my body. These aren't my reactions or my memories. I have like 30 people living in my brain, and everything I do belongs to us as a group. That's what's so hellish about this disorder. My parents f***ed me up, and now I will never have full bodily autonomy. Anyways, everybody say congratulations to the men in my system, because they get to transition, and we're happy for them.
That's terrifying. And that's Tumblr. And that's kindergarten, and that's first grade, and that's college, and that's what Taylor Lorenz says must not be criticized. That's what YouTube says must not be shown. What we're really seeing is the Washington Post saying we cannot possibly let people see how insane our special people are. Because now it's not just the bubble. It's not just Tumblr and TikTok. We're letting well-regulated people, flawed, we're all flawed. We all have sin issues. All human beings have sin issues. None of us are perfect. We all fall short of the glory of God. All of us. But you're letting the people who are determining American culture and running it be seen by the American people? You're letting our special leaders be seen? I mean, you can go to the Joe Biden thing being, you know, cut off by the Easter Bunny. That's horrifying enough. The so-called president of the United States talking to journalists, asking about two wars, and the Easter Bunny intercedes. Jeff Bezos is interceding, trying to threaten a woman into stopping showing the voices and faces of the special people who are so upset, so harmed that they must run everything and everything must change around them. So here this woman is talking about that exact thing we just did with the dissociative identity disorder, Helena Kirshner. So she talks about this social justice ideology, like dissociative identity disorder, LARPers, that's live action role players, demisexuals, neo-pronouns, otherkin, and everything seen on libs of TikTok have long existed in the uncannily identical form on Tumblr.com. This is so important. The oppression hierarchy of racial and gender identities now being written into law in many of our once serious nations was the state religion of the People's Republic of Tumblr. Long before your political junkie uncle knew the term CRT, a cultish religion, as cultish religions tend to operate, open devotion to the religion is mandatory. Perhaps the outsiders most likely to understand the way social dynamics worked on that website would be survivors of Scientology or Jehovah's Witnesses. On Tumblr, the situation was such that any claim to being oppressed would accumulate social credibility, while any unfortunate privileged status was justification for verbal abuse. As a privileged person, you were expected to constantly grovel and apologize. You had no right to speak on any issue involving the group you were oppressing. You could not object to it in any way, to any mistreatment hurled against you because of your race, gender, or sexuality. And she goes on to describe how, as a white girl or a so-called cishet girl, she had to find a way to not be an oppressor. She chose a so-called trans persona. And like happens to teens, they start down a path and now they can't be fakers. You can't be a poseur. You can't be fake trans. You got to go get the shots. Well, we can't be a fake so-called trans nation. We have to have the entire world change around these people. That's how the Tumblr aesthetic, the Tumblr religion has exploded. That's how it is, in fact, determining Western culture. That's how it's, in fact, determining policy. Right? And then you have people who actually could say, I am actually a victim. But they won't. There's something so, so cool that the people at Allen's Artisan Soaps have done for us, for you, for this family. You know, when from the moment I talked to my friend John, who founded Allen's Artisan Soaps for his son, and I loved reading about how Allen chose the soaps and the scents. I love that. I love that they're all natural. I love that I have my very special favorite Cedarwood Jasmine. They're all small batch, all three generations of experience in making soaps. All of them unique. Now there's this. The Allen's Artisan Soaps Company donates to organizations that help children with special needs, like autism, like they just did the Special Olympics. And they're creating a template company for people who have high placement on the autism spectrum to be able to have dignified work. Now, here's what they've done to us, for us. This month, you can get a subscription called the Herminator Sub. It's not a sandwich. Don't eat it. It's soap. This is the only place to get it. It's a subscription for super savings. So the Herminator Sub is your choice of 6 bars of soap, a soap rack, a soap pouch, and a fluff. And don't make fun of the fluff. I use a fluff. This is all at a 10% savings, and it is only for this audience. Alan and his family created this for us, period. It cannot be gotten anywhere else. So shop now at allensoaps.com/Todd. That's allensoaps.com/Todd. Yes, Father's Day is coming. Yes, there are other gift days coming. Yes, there's birthdays coming. Get it for your workplace. Get it for your office, your church. allensoaps.com/Todd. That's allensoaps.com/Todd. And it is a cool package. I've seen this, and we'll order ours. That's how we'll get our soap now from Allen's. And no crying victimhood there. That man works, and the whole family works, and they do it with pride, and they do it with the sort of pride that God doesn't oppose. They do it with satisfaction and gratitude for what God has given them. They do it as a return. Sorry, I could talk all day about Allen soaps. So the Taylor Lorenz, do you see how she's really just the title of the story? Do you see how she's really just an outcome of this culture? So is Kamala Harris. So is Joe Biden. They're authors of it. And Joe Biden doesn't know left from right, up from down, cold from hot. He doesn't. But Taylor, at the age of 50, is the poster child in an adult body that is taking that aesthetic and pressing it down upon the culture. And now they intend to have us pay for this. The people who run Joe Biden have decided that they are going to now put a waiver on student loans for a little while. And I had a conversation the other day with a young family member. I love him very, very dearly. He is one of the kindest boys. Well, he's a man now. He's just turned 18. He's one of the kindest young men. He is so smart, so loyal. I love him so very dearly. He let me take him to breakfast the other day, and he was talking about his stress of looking at student loans and what that's going to do to his finances long term. And I was begging him to go to an in-state school and making the financial case and trying to be a good uncle and say, you know, that's the financial case. There's things you can do to, you know, you could travel to the place you want to live and try to make that case and ultimately tell him, look, whatever you do, you're going to figure it out. You're smart. You might be under some debt, but you're going to handle it. And then he said this to me. He says, well, Biden is thinking of capping student loan payments at like $1,000 a month and we wouldn't have to pay back anymore. And I said, no, that's right. I would pay that back for you. People like, I didn't go to college. I would pay that back for you. Yeah, I felt so bad because he's such a nice young man. But he got this look on his face like, oh, you stabbed me, Unc. I didn't mean to stab him rhetorically. But now we're going to enshrine. We're going to, as a society, go back to people who have made themselves into these fragile protection seekers who are, do you want to talk special interests? They're the most special of all special interests. It's the biggest special interest campaign in history. You have to change society for me. You have to remake language. You have to remake the law. You have to remake reality. You have to speak words you don't believe in. It's the special interest of all special interests. And now we're going to go and create a bigger and easier way for them to spread this around. The stopping the loan payments is one step towards pretending to make college debt go away. Think of this. We're going to bend reality so that a group of people who have been trained to be angry, racist, fragile, little sex bots addicted to pharmaceuticals are now going to be shown that you can borrow all the money you want and ain't nobody going to make you pay it back because we're going to change society for you. We're going to have, you want to watch porn? This is from Westminster University and it's in Utah. I remember going to Westminster College campus. and looking around, and it was back in the crazy radio days, and getting recognized, and oh, you're that crazy, and you're that other crazy, and I thought it's a very, and it's a liberal arts college, but I thought, okay, it's Utah. This is the write-up for a class you're going to pay for. Hardcore pornography is as American as apple pie and more popular than Sunday night football. Other than the apple pie thing, that's right. It is more popular than Sunday night football, although you can never fund anybody who watches it. Our approach to this billion-dollar industry is both this cultural phenomena that reflects and reinforces sexual and inequalities, but holds the potential to challenge sexual and gender norms, and as an art form that requires serious contemplation. We will watch pornographic films together and discuss the sexualization of race, class, gender as an experiment and a radical art form. So you want to watch porn? We're going to bend society. We're going to change society. So not anymore is there any shame around porn, which is watching acts of prostitution. We're going to, hey, we'll get together. You know what we'll do? We'll objectify women together. Whatever the blank a woman is, we'll objectify them. The world of porn is almost synonymous with acts of violence against women. It has become, good Lord, the statistics on young boys, and this is a little bit rough language. If there's young people listening, give them about a minute. Girls in their first sexual experiences, like 40% of girls, are expected to like being choked. I'll say it again. To like being choked. Because porn is this thing that like the wrong sex hormones in the kids. It's addictive. To keep up the illusion, you need more of it. Or if you're a boy and you want to pretend to be a girl, you need more estrogen. As you age, you need more surgeries. You can never come off of this stuff. Porn is very, very similar to the brain. These young boys, and now some girls, but mostly boys, are getting addicted to a form of sexuality that is not real. Well, it can be. You have Teen Vogue very helpfully telling young girls, hey, if anal sex hurt the first three times you did it, give it some more time. But only if your boyfriend really likes it. If your boyfriend happens to be a shut-in and doesn't like to go out and just likes to stay home and do that to you, well, then you have to learn to like this. So up to and including that form of bullying, because it feels good to that boy. That boy likes that. So you, even if it hurts, you should do it. The rest of the community really, really likes people who think they're trans. Therefore, you should become trans. And look, there are a wave of kids who have changed their sexual attraction. And don't, please don't come to me and say you can't. Go talk to people who've done long stretches in prison and have said, I just had to have this contact and now I can do this. They've changed it to not be part of the oppressor class. So Taylor Lorenz sits at the tip of this. And her job is to protect the most vicious, pushing, bullying, demanding, bratty people in American culture by attacking someone for simply amplifying their voices. And tomorrow in America is Silence Day, where people in schools are encouraged to pretend that LGBTQIZ people are silenced. It's an irony within an irony. It's a culture devoid of God. It's a culture where, just like everything else with the left, it's always the inverse and upside down. It is, we worship the sickness, we worship the psychoses, we worship the crime, we worship the sexual violence, and then we turn around to others and say, you're oppressing us. I was telling my friend, I was talking to my friend John Curley. Great Unbelievably great radio talent. You heard him on my last radio show. If you didn't hear that, John and my friend Dory came on my last radio show together. And we acted out a little scene together, and it was fun. So I had those. I had a conversation, just called John just to check on him this morning, and mentioned that the event that we are doing in Bothell, Washington. And I gave him the topic. See, we're doing a live event, Bothell, Washington, May 28th. It is at Cedar Park Church, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. And then from, and Julie Barrett is going to be there as well. She's going to speak, Conservative Ladies of Washington. Julie and I decided to extend the event. So from 8:30 to 9, we're going to be able to get together with people and visit. It's at a really cool church called Cedar Park Church. I told John Curley, my great radio friend, he's such a brilliant radio talent. He asked me, well, what's the theme? I said, it's Will God Save America? And John said, whoa, really? Yeah. Will God Save America? And that is the theme. And that's what we're going to explore. So, and John said, hey, I think I'm out of town that day, or I would come. Is there a live stream? And I said, no, we're not going to live stream it. We don't feel to be fair for people who can go. And he said, oh, well, so then I'll have to stick around. You should come. He asked me if I'd give him VIP tickets. I said, of course not. You're a rich radio star. You can buy them. They're only $20. The event is very likely to sell out. The Lord looks like it's leaning towards a sellout. In fact, Julie's done a ton of these events. She said, hey, this is definitely going to sell out. Please don't wait till the last minute, because if you do, I will feel sad, because we get emails from people later saying, hey, I wanted to go, but the tickets were sold out. Just go to thetoddhermanshow.com/events. That's thetoddhermanshow.com/events. Get your tickets. And by the way, one of the other really cool things is meeting with fellow listeners. I wouldn't discount that as well, because it is a family. You're going to find that out. You're going to go there and, oh, I recognize your name from emails or from tweets during the show. Like Jackson Campbell's going to be there. Just read one of his tweets. TheToddHermanShow.com/events. It really boils down, I think, to a culture that has refused to give people the foundation. And when you do not have that foundation, everything else cracks. I was having a conversation with my pastor. This was months ago. And look, I had a good, firm parental foundation as a kid. I did not have the foundation of the Lord. All due respect to my parents, I didn't. My mom, and she knows I say this, I believe that she's a cafeteria Catholic. Pick and choose. My father, church was the woods. And despite that strong foundation, there's things that I lack. Now, I have been a, what would you call it? Egotistical, headstrong, iconoclast. I early on decided that school was unjust because of things that were done to me. And I was right. It was unjust. It was big government. So very, very early on, I set my back against the system. No, I will not. I'm not going to be bent. I'm not going to take the knee to your system. That's my personality. But there's things I lack. And our culture lacks this foundation for kids to stand upon. Anything can become their foundation. I was talking to my pastor and I shared with him some very personal things. And as we got done wrapping up our conversation, he came to me and he embraced me. He hugged me. And I was hugging him back. That's okay. I'm fine hugging another man. And he said, I'm proud of you. And I started weeping. I said, Jim, I'm sorry. I know that's gotten into me. He goes, that's okay. We all cry. I said, no, but I'm weeping. I said, I'm just trying to figure out why. Why am I weeping? And I pondered that for a good long time. Why was I weeping? There's a foundation in being a full child of God. I have truth. I have 2,000 years of history of proof. I have the sign of ultimate humility as proof. I have men and women from which to model as foundation. I can go to bed at night knowing that the God of the universe loves me and has counted the hairs on my head. Knowing that if I err, I can turn and say, please help me not err anymore and apologize. I can know all of these things. And you cannot fall victim as easily to human hierarchy and deception and what our kids are being put through. It is harder to fall for that because of that foundation. You can constantly go back and check, does this line up biblically? Would Jesus have done this? And what I'm being told makes sense. Are these godly acts that these people are asking me to undertake? Do I have an identity? Do I have an identity? The modern culture is a demand to be born again as a letter, as a BIPOC letter, the thinnest, most fragile of all identities. The identity of child of God is the broadest, most inclusive, most protective, most complete, and the only permanent identity. And so when Jim hugged me and said, I'm proud of you, I realized something. As much as my father loved me, as great of a dad as he was, I had never once had a man hug me and tell me he is proud of me. Once, not once. Here I am, a man in my 50s, and it mattered that much to me. And then I think again of the Lord. And the model. When he spoke, when Jesus was being baptized, this is my son in whom I am well pleased. The Lord spoke. It wasn't just the baptism. That was getting in water with John the Baptist. Father God knew what Jesus had just agreed to do. He knew. This is my son in whom I am well pleased. Are we willing as a society to bring kids back into the only permanent identity and to speak the truth that way? I hope we are. This is the Todd Herman Show. Please go be well, be strong, be kind. And today, once again, whether it's Yahweh, the Lord, Father God, or you speak the name of Jesus, let us speak God's name back into a world where identity is being trampled, stolen, and deleted.